So today is June 13th, 2022. This is our Sun Teleclass series, and allow me to welcome and introduce Rob Seidenspinner. He is a CPCC Coactive Coaching Certificate, PCC ICF Credential, and a certification in Organization and Relationship Systems Coaching, ORSSC. Okay. Additionally, he is an inside team coach supervisor and a member of ACTOBER. What brings Rob to us today? Well, Rob's quest for understanding and learning has been informed by lifelong practice and study of spiritual traditions, including the wisdom of indigenous cultures. He's a coach of 17 years, passionate about the coaching profession, learning, connection, and change. I introduce you to Rob Seidenspinner, who is thoroughly grateful for all of life, his definition of self, with his intriguing topic to share today, karma, mystery, grace, and coaching. Welcome, Rob. We are all ears.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you for you generously offering me this opportunity to be here with this lovely group, your school, students, coaches, peers, colleagues. It's such lovely, our communities that we form around coaching. So thank you. And thank you all for being present and coming to this. Karma, mystery, and grace in coaching. There's a story that I'm going to tell at the front. And the story goes deeply into the essence level of reality. To get there, we cycle through the mid-level dreaming and ultimately land with a practice in consensus level with something new to try as coaches, something to do differently. So just a little context of this story I'm going to tell in this journey that we're going to be on today. Early on in my quest for understanding, I had a remarkable experience that I want to share today. This experience offered me clarity and at the same time called me to explore further. While this experience was a cornerstone for my journey, it's taken me years, many years, to deepen and fully grasp and own the truth. Let's see here. This journey involves a fountain. Through the course of creating this presentation and sharing this story, my understanding has grown and deepened. There are certain through lines through each part of this story. Understanding of reality, of life experience, of karma, mystery, and grace. I realize for me that karma, mystery, and grace mirror other models of understanding and reality in life. And lastly, this experience, as I reflect back on it today, is an example of how life has been coaching me all along. I invite you into this journey with me to get in touch with your own awareness of your life force and the energy that flows through you. So the story begins late. It was a weekend night, and I had just gotten in and gotten comfortable and headed to bed. I laid in bed for a little while, ready for sleep. I wanted to sleep, but it wasn't coming. I tossed, I turned, I was frustrated. Come on, sleep, where are you? I want to go to sleep. Finally, a thought came to me. I just decided, you know what? Get up, Rob. Don't even fight it. Let's just get up. So I did. I got up. I got dressed. I went out to my car, and I had a destination. I was going to drive to this park. It was about a 15-minute drive. So I got in my car and I drove up to the park in the hills of Oakland, California. It was a park that I frequently and knew went to often, so it was okay. I felt fairly comfortable doing so. The streets were empty. The night was without a moon. The sky was clear, beautifully, but everything was dark. So I pulled up to the park and it was open. So I just stopped and parked on the street where I normally do. And I got out of the car and I started to walk in to the park. As I followed the pathway in, there were open field to my left. But one of my favorite parts of the pathway in is it comes to a place where the branches of a low-hanging oak trees on either side of the path make this almost like a tunnel above my head about 9-10 feet. But it's just like walking through this covered pathway into the park. In the middle of the park, at the end of this pathway, there's a pond and a fountain. It was quiet. The fountain wasn't going, but the pond had lights in it. Big round pond. I decided to make my way over to I had to go down some steps to make my way over to a place to sit below the pond and the fountain. I couldn't see it, but I knew it was there. And I sat down and got comfortable on this bench, enjoying the night, enjoying this silence sometimes, and just whatever the sounds of the night were. It really felt good to be here. And then suddenly over my left shoulder, there was I heard a sound. I heard a rustling in the bushes. And then a little bit later, it sounded like a trunk was closing of a car. I knew there was a road over there about 75 feet away, but this sounded closer than that. And then I heard a car door slam. And then for the first time of the night, I started to feel vulnerable. I had no idea what was happening over there. My imagination, it kind of spun out, into just negative things that could be happening. Maybe I was in danger from these people over there. I didn't know, but that's where my mind went, into fear. So I sat there for a few more minutes. And then I decided, you know what, Rob, let's, you can go. You came here, let's leave. So I started to walk up the steps and found the pathway back out towards my car. And I got just to the other side of the oak trees with the low-hanging branches. And the sky opened up and I stopped there and I remembered something. In my quest for understanding, I'd come across this little book called The Teachings of Don Juan, A Yucky Way of Knowledge. I didn't remember much of the book, but I did. There was two key points that came to my mind at that moment, and one was fear. His teaching was to go through your fear. Be with your fear, experience your fear, and go out to the other side. Oh, gosh, does that mean I got to turn back in and face my fear? And I just went through changes for a minute there and I said, okay, let's do it. I turned around and started to walk back in to the park on that same pathway. And I got about 2/3 of the way to the pond that had the fountain. And I stopped. And I just naturally stopped in this one place, in this spot. It felt comfortable to be there. And so I just stayed right there in the spot. The pond and the fountain were about 30 or 40 feet away. I could see the light there. And suddenly, I started to get these chills up and down my spine. It happens. We all have this experience of that happening. But this is one like I've never felt before because it was so strong. in the safety. And at the same time, I felt safe right where I was standing. So I just stayed there and had that experience. It was like awesome. It was wonderful. It felt good. I didn't feel like I was in any danger at all. No matter what was happening over there in the bushes, and that was no longer a danger or a threat to me. It was just that feeling. And the energy was like so strong that it felt outside my body too. So it's just coming up through me and being outside my body. At that moment, after about a minute, it probably felt like 15 or 20 minutes. After about a minute of being in that experience, suddenly the fountain goes on. And, you know, if my mouth could have, it just like, wow, here's that fountain. And it's shooting up. It's about 40 feet in the air. And it's going straight up. And it's lit. It's lit up with lights. It must have been on a timer. I knew they had timers in there, but I hadn't seen it that night at all. And the fountain goes on. And I'm standing there rushing energy up my spine and off my hands. And just, you know, for lack of a better expression, my mind was blown. My being was fully present. And I looked at that fountain. And I stood with the fountain for a little bit. And something came to me from the inside, and that what I heard was that fountain is like life force. It's just pure energy. And just like that fountain's coming out of that pond, we all have that life force running through us too. A constant, endless supply of energy flowing through us. Now, I thought that was pretty great. But then the next piece that came, and we can flavor that energy that comes through us however we want. With fear, with curiosity, with love, with sadness. That is one point where we get to interact with that life force by what we choose to flavor it with. I stood there for another, I don't know, seemed like a long time. It was probably really a short time, 2 or 3 minutes. And I realized that I was full, to say the least. So I just paused a little bit longer, turned around and walked and went back to my car, drove home. I don't remember how easy it was to get back to sleep once I got there, but I do remember that I went back to sleep and woke up the next day. If that experience filed in my mind and has always been a cornerstone, but I realize at different points, it's been developed further. And when I became a coach, it was even developed further, so that we have choice to flavor that energy. So I'm going to pause here just for a second. The next things that we're going to do is we're going to look at karma, mystery, and grace from different perspectives. And then from the coaching perspective and also from the personal perspective. And I want to break out into rooms and do that. And then at the end, we'll just have a wrap up and a takeaway. But before we go into breakout rooms, I'm just going to open it up here for any questions or any comments or anything that anybody has. Then I'll show my slides after this. I'll show slides that I've got for these three topics. I love the silence too. We can be here together. That's nice. Thank you.
Rob, if I may break the silence.
Yes.
As I typically do. What came to me was your returning presence is what turned on the fountain. Or I'm looking at it as I can't say what it was for you, but if I came back, the thought would be, oh, how magical, I turned on the fountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I hadn't thought that, to be honest. I actually, I was just surprised that it came on.
Robert, thank you for sharing your story. It was for me, it's an amazing example of feeling and living life to the fullest in presence. For me, the fountain, it was a celebration of your being there with your fear and in life.
Yeah, thank you. You know, both of those shares just kind of broadened the experience for me. I'm so grateful to hear different perspectives of it. Let's do one more comment. Anybody else want to chime in, please?
And I will.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that when you were telling the story, I thought of the car noise and the people as the pause that we take in life. And you took that pause before you thought about the fear you were feeling. And then move past that.
Yeah, there's more to that fear I was feeling, but I intentionally left that out. Maybe it'll come up later. Jerry, one more comment, and then.
Thank you, Rob. It's connected with the thought about water, because the fountain was water, which is the base of life. So that's what came to my attention. And when the fear disappeared, the process of the water, which is a kind of a rhythm, because those fountains work with a principle, which is taking the water from down, putting it up, and going down again. It's kind of the flow of water. Life, if you want, starts and works.
Thank you. Okay, so for time, let's... and. If you have more questions, we'll have a couple other places to talk and share. I really appreciate your shares here. Let's go to the karma slide. I have three slides here. Okay. Karma. Now, I've chosen this slide for me because karma was foundational. And these huge columns, I don't know where they're taken, but they're at the bottom of the column. And just by their diameter and their size, they look incredibly stone. They hold up something huge. And so that picture depicts that what came to me for karma. The law of cause and effect. And that's what intrigued me from the beginning, because it claims to be a law. And everything I've learned validates that since then. There's so many different descriptions, but here's one of the most basic. As you sow, so shall you reap. The love you make is equal to the love you take. That's what the Beatles said. That's one of the so many manifestations of and descriptions and illustrations of how karma is, how it works. Now let's go to mystery. This is Orion Nebula. And its vastness and hugeness is nothing and everything mystery to me. the mystery, all that's unknown, uncertain, and yet to be. Something that's difficult and often impossible to understand. I wanted nothing less for the past 40 years than to understand how the universe works. And the more I learn, the more mystery I have to walk with, the more I don't know. Kind of neat the way that's designed in. And the final slide is grace. New beginnings, light, intuition, warmth. I found definitions. I have definitions, but the best definition for grace is that it cannot be really defined. It cannot be contained. It doesn't have a definition. And that's what I was feeling at that point as I re-entered the park, was that feeling I had. I described the sensations to you, but it was probably more. Long story short, it can be experienced and not defined. So, let's see, where's these questions? I'm going to stop to share for a minute, and I'd like to break out into rooms. And I have a couple of questions, and I'll put them in the chat. So we have something for grace and mystery. And I apologize that I'm having to look for these. While I'm looking, anybody else want to chime in some more about any of this? What you know, what you feel?
Baba, I was taken by your Don Juan story, your illusion there. Because I recall having read that book a couple of times, and I was struck with how the author was put on this porch, and he rolled around and around and around, and he was looking for his place, his situ. And that's what I thought of when you mentioned him, that you wandered until you found your place on the path.
Thank you. Yes, I think I remember that conversation that he had about finding his place. And it did seem like I had found a place. Yeah. So I got these two questions here. And in the first breakout, what I'd like to do is consider how these karma, mystery, and grace acts in our lives personally. So here in the chat are the questions for us to consider and discuss. I'm going to go ahead and send you all to breakout rooms now. Together. Hi. Okay, I think everybody's back. How did it go? Who wants to share these questions or something else? Yes, Janet, are you trying to share there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't remember the questions except that I just think it was a great discussion because we talked about, hope you can hear me. I'm sitting outside of the courtroom. I'm in court today.
Okay. We hear you fine.
Okay, great. One of the things I said, we talked about karma, and I talked about mystery, and I talked about having the connections with the stars and with my meditation in the morning and having faith and just believing and making those connections. And sometimes they were mysterious, but for the most part, I grew up believing that if I have faith, I had to believe that things would happen, even though they were mystery surrounding them, I always felt comfortable with myself. And when I didn't, I would always sit down and do my meditation every morning, and that really helps me to kind of stay focused and stay on track.
Okay, thank you. Yes, whatever it takes to keep us on track. Who wants to go next?
I don't see everybody because I'm on my phone.
Okay, I can go next. I was with Charlotte, and it was very funny because we discovered that we both write poetry. And in the process of writing poetry, we have a similar experience, which is connected with mystery, and it's an experience of grace. Because it just came down to us, it just comes down to us, it's not something that we have to think a lot to do, no, it's the opposite. And we both recognize that we need to be in a state of receptivity to experience that mystery and to just let it flow to the paper or to the computer and experience this grace. Yes, it was beautiful, this conversation. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that flow. And where does that writing come from? Is a mystery, huh?
Yeah, we just don't know. It happens.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. Well, I value the silence and watching the time. Let's go into another breakout room and discuss the relevance that these concepts have to coaching. And I'll share a slide before we go in. I don't know how this changed on us. Here we are. Okay, so we're pulling back the curtain with this slide. We're opening up our worlds to coaching. And here's the questions, and again, I'll put them in the chat. How does your awareness of karma, mystery, or grace inform your work as a coach? And the second question, how does karma relate to the clients you attract? Does karma have a role, or is it a complete mystery? So let's go have a discussion about this with our peers. Okay, so you should be able to see the questions in the chat. And this time I think that, let's see.
Oh, Robert, we don't see the questions on the chat. I don't see it. I don't know if
okay. No, it's just a screenshot. I don't know what that is.
Download the screenshot, and if you can, and the questions are in it.
Did the questions appear in the chat last time?
Yes.
Okay. I think that they'll come as soon.
Only because we rewrite it.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yes, I see.
Terry needs to send it to all of us.
Okay. I can do that. We can do that too. We'll do that also.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Alfonso.
Have fun.
Bye, everyone.
Whoops, Terry, we didn't go to the rooms again. Guess I put that in the chat enough times. So, Dr. Bell, what does karma, mystery, and grace... Oh, are you on mute? Okay. Can you hear me?
What? It'll be recorded. That's fine.
What does karma, mystery, or grace... How does it inform or impact your work as a coach?
Karma means stepping back and looking at the biggest picture I'm capable of looking at and how that shows up in the present. I don't explore the past with the client, but I put that in my mind as a context, and it might generate some questions about the present. Mystery, I think mystery ties into my quality of curiosity, and that drives me to want to know more, want to know different perspectives, want to learn what makes people tick. I've always said that, what makes people tick. That would be mystery. And allowing it to continue, not wanting to necessarily find answers. Grace is a newer word for me. And you said beginnings. You said new beginnings, didn't you? Yeah, new beginnings. Not coming from a religious background where grace is a familiar word, I'm still befuddled by it. But when you said you can experience it, but maybe not have words for it, that is what my relationship is with it. I know I'm experiencing something that others call grace, but I don't know how to put words on it. It's a flow of some sort. It's a warm flow that, and I get that with clients when I'm on. You know, I get
that. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great a warm flow. And so I'll touch on it. Thank you for that. And I'll touch on three here. That come to my mind for karma in my coaching work is how I prepare personally before the session, what I do to clear my mind and come to the present moment. The more preparation it always impacts the session. And I notice that I'm not always doing that, that I'm in a hurry or I'm bouncing around before a call. But when I prepare, it has an impact. Like you, mystery is curiosity for me. Absolutely. If I can stay curious while I'm coaching and be present, the rest just flows and it gets graceful. I guess, you know, just to bottom line it, I thought about this a lot, and go ahead.
When I was trained as a coach, one of the things my coach trainer told me was that the way you begin a coaching meeting is before the client comes, you take 15 minutes, and you imagine them in a bubble, a white bubble, a healing bubble. You imagine yourself in a white bubble, and then you put the two bubbles together.
Oh, and so like a Venn diagram maybe, huh? And that area in the middle is where the grace lives maybe, you know, where they're joined, where they're one.
Yeah.
I love that visual.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grace for me in those three is, I tried to think about it, and when the client has had an epiphany or realization that I have no idea where that came from, and I have no awareness of asking a powerful question or inquiry, or it's just from our conversation, I've got it. This is what, and so then they are running with it and just tell me what they've got.
That's like the fountain coming on all of a sudden.
Yeah.
If it really is all of a sudden.
It is.
It might have been down to allow you a certain space and come up to allow a certain experience. See, I think that fountain was alive. I'll put it. It has energy just like we do.
Yeah, and magical.
Yeah, it knew perfection. So
and there's
the mystery
of
the car. Okay.
It's what?
Then we have the mystery of the car.
Yeah, that's
external. That's a distraction to take you away from internal. And that brought you to internal.
Oh, I lost her.
Yeah, you did. How is it, Mary? Can you hear and see and everything's working?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. I'm sorry, Suzette. I hit that button and it brought me out.
But you wanted your sentence.
I wanted it off the screen, and then so I hit it and then I left.
Okay. You can tell me now.
Yeah. I can tell all of us. Yeah. So lately it's been like business people, like middle management is coming to me these days, but it's starting to switch over again toward the more spiritual aspects. So I don't know. I have been able to combine them both though. So that's an interesting concept for me.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Does somebody like to share part of their discussion?
Well, we'd like 2 or 3 hours more for sharing.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
That's why the skills practice tomorrow can be about this. Oh. That's what I was thinking. So come to skills practice tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation.
It looks like as usually we don't talk too much as coaches. Now is the time to talk.
That's right. Yes.
I think that's true. Well, in our group, one of the last things we were talking about is one person had said that she's always amazed how people come up to her and want to speak with this individual. And so I think that when we're talking about karma and attracting the right people at the right time, sometimes you don't even postulate it. You don't even say it in your head. Like, this is what I want to have happen, and I'm going to have it happen. A lot of times there's more of a, it's more mysterious. If you're putting out a certain kind of goodness and grace and energy, then the right time at the right place will often happen. And I think I was the last one to sort of chat. And I think all three of us were kind of saying similar things, that it's, we're never quite sure what we, let me try to briefly say that sometimes we don't really say, this is the kind of client I want, but you breathe it. You just are. So it's not doing something about it. You just are being your best self. And a lot of times you will be able to bring them to you somehow. And that's the mystery. Blah, blah, blah. I'm done.
Well, and I love what Terry posted. She said, you inhale them. You bring them in, you inhale them. Hi, Jerry. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I was sharing with Anna that I got awareness about that karma is setting the environment which I have to pursue my life purpose.
Yeah.
Which is a mystery. It's a mystery. So that's a straight relationship between karma and my life purpose. Because that's the environment in which I have to pursue my life purpose. That was my insight.
Thank you. Terry, are you raising your hand?
Yeah. Thank you. Yesterday, I happened to be talking to a billionaire, and he said, I would like to know the marketing consultant that you have been using all of these years because you're so successful. And I said, I've never had a marketing consultant, and I've never even taken a marketing course. And he went, huh? I just want to share that. Interesting, huh? It's all about what we're talking about now.
Anybody else want to share? There's one interesting tidbit in my studies of karma that root words that they follow themselves back down to other expressions of the same thing in different cultures and different parts of the world. Of course, karma is from the Hindu and Buddhist tradition where we see it the most. But the words, the other words, that law of cause and effect, fortune, fate, providence, kismet, and destiny, all of those words weaved back down deeper with parallel expressions of cause and effect. And the other one was luck. And luck is an interesting one because I thought luck was something that just happened out here. But then you hear somebody that says, I make my own luck. And I think that that's closer to, you know, then it made sense. I make my own. So I'm creating my own karma. So it was really a fun exploration that popped around the word karma and cause and effect. So we have about 4 minutes left, and I want to get you out on time. And let's just, you want to throw in a last comment or anything? Let's get it in. Don't be shy. I know this isn't a shy group, but still.
Just last question, if I may, is about how to work on with karma considering cause and effect. No.
Say it again, please.
Okay. Think about there is a bad karma, for example, and you talked about the cause and effect law. How to work on the cause or how to work on the effect, or what you suggest?
So I heard the front of it. Somebody help me, and I apologize for not being clear. Somebody help us with that. That sounds like a really great question.
I think, should we work on the cause or should we work on the effect? Am I getting it, Max? Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Max. You know, what's anybody say? I have an answer, but what does anybody else say? Should we work on the cause or the effect?
We were sharing that sometimes as coaches, our cause to be there in the coaching session is just to allow the space for the client to release their karma. We don't have to do anything.
So...
Garbage
collectors. And put it back out to the universe clean.
That's right. Just a chimney. Just a chimney.
But the law is cause and effect, not cause or effect. Thank you so much, Rob, for being here and stimulating these thoughts that will continue for sure. I hadn't thought about it till now, but you're most welcome to join us tomorrow for a continuing conversation. It's our time, East Coast time, 10:30 to 11:30, which would be early, 7:30 to 8:30 for you, I believe. Same Zoom. And whereas I usually only speak for myself, I speak for all of us in saying thank you for a very, very wonderful time.
You're very welcome. It's been such a privilege and a you know, very meaningful and fulfilling experience for me too. I've learned a lot in this whole process. So thank you very much for your participation and your good hearts. And I'm glad we're all coaches. I'll say that.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Great to see everybody.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.